Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
You're on. You're on. Like to welcome everybody to the show tonight. We have a co-host tonight who will be hosting the show. I will be listening tonight more than talking. Not feeling too well. Are you there, caller?
Yes, this is Aline. I am here.
Okay, go ahead. It's your show.
My show. Well, we're living in interesting times, and I wanted to take the temperature of Black Fresno and find out what is the word on the street about the mayor's race in Fresno. What qualifies somebody to be the mayor, and what disqualifies somebody to be mayor of Fresno? And I say that I'm asking this question after I just read February's Community Alliance about the corruption that has gone on in Fresno Police Department since really its inception. So if people are using a qualifier as, you know, a law and order, police department chief, who's the best person to be mayor, and then you have a prosecutor, which I believe is two sides of the same coin. You have somebody working in the DA's office. What makes them more qualified to be mayor than an average citizen? That is my question. I want to find out. what is it that we're talking about qualification-wise? So we have any callers out there that want to call in. The number is 516-387-1474. And please explain to me what you think the qualifications are for the mayor of Fresno. I really want to know. Now, if I'm remembering my Constitution correctly, to be president of the United States, all you need is to be at least 35 years old and to be born in America. That's it. You don't need any... Ooh, maybe that's a phone call. I hope so. I want somebody to explain this to me. What are the qualifications to hold public office? What do you think the qualification should be? Should it be a grassroots activist who have always been about the people? Or should it be some land developer lobbyist person who has contributed a lot of money and has a lot of pull at City Hall? Is it always going to be a Davy and Goliath sort of thing? With the city of Fresno between the haves and the have-nots? And when is it that we say enough is enough? I really want to know, people. So if anybody has any answers for me, you want to spend your opinion about this, please call into the show. You know, and I am talking specifically to Black Fresnans right now. You know, and I think we have, I don't want to paint everybody with the same brush, y'all, so don't call fussing about, you know, I ain't speaking for everybody. I'm not trying to. I want to know, you know, what is it that we are looking at? Are you somebody who's making $80,000, $90,000 a year and you want to support a deputy district attorney for mayor? Or are you somebody who's making $12 an hour, living in subsidized housing, you know, and you have one or two or three children? Who are you going to vote for? You think the deputy DA is going to have your best interest at heart? You think the former chief of police is going to have your best interest at heart? Or do you think somebody who's a grassroots organizer like Floyd Harris is going to have your best interest at heart? These are important questions to ask, Black Fresno. Nobody is asking you to vote for somebody based on skin color. Let's look at a track record. Let's look at a track record. And one of the things that Fresno Community Alliance has done was connect the dots between the corruption in the Fresno Police Department and some of the members of the district attorney's office in the past. Think about it. Two sides to the same coin. So I'm hoping that we'll get some callers tonight and that people want to talk about making a real change in Fresno instead of this good old boy backroom deal, graft and corruption kind of thing that usually happens here. And who pays the cost for that? The people who are marginalized in Southeast and Southwest Fresno, people of color, Black and brown and Hmong people. We are the ones who are going to pay the price for this. So if you think that Fresno needs a change, I hope you call in. And the call-in number is 1-516-387-1474. You know, it's unfortunate that our main host is not feeling well tonight, because he always asks better questions than I do. But I really want to find out where we're at in this whole thing. Do you have to have money to get your voice amplified in Fresno? You know, those of us who are old enough to remember the 60s and 70s and the civil rights movements that went on and the fights that we fought for better access. Some people don't even remember the fact that, you know, there was a time when there weren't even district races for city council in Fresno. It was just an open thing. you know, and Southwest Fresno got stuck with a very dominating racist as one of our city council people, and it was then and only then that we demanded to have districts, areas of Fresno that would be represented by people that lived in those areas. Before then, you could vote for anybody from any place in Fresno representing Southwest Fresno. So we know that people power works. We know that. And one of the reasons that we know that is because we've seen it. We've seen how things change when we come together. So how are we going to make a change? What now, Fresno? What are we going to do now to make that change happen? So I'm hoping. I don't want to be talking to myself tonight, and our main host is not feeling up to it, so I'm just trying to fill in. But here's the question. You have got high-speed rail that's definitely coming. You've got the gentrification of Southwest Fresno, where people who have owned their homes for 30, 40, 50, 60 years are getting notices in the mail, getting bombarded by phone calls, people wanting to buy their homes fast, quit claim deeds, fast. You got people like Terrence Frazier who are now going to invest in Southwest Fresno through building that Fresno City satellite campus across the street from Gaston. Before, I don't think he had an interest in investing in Southwest Fresno, but this is lucrative. They're going to build that campus, and they're going to build apartments. Then you have no access to small business. You've got the TCC monies being used by big entities, not the little guys that we were hoping to see. Small business is not growing in Southwest Fresno. So, and we haven't even talked about access to healthy food. We haven't even talked about the food desert. We haven't talked about environmental racism with the Darling Plan. We haven't talked about how West Fresnans have a life expectancy that is 20 years less than those living in Northeast and Northwest Fresno. You have got more concentrated poverty in 93706. There's only one other place in the country that has more poverty than 93706 in Southwest Fresno. And all these things, folks, have happened on the watch of Alan Autry, Ashley Swearingen, and Lee Brand, the current mayor of Fresno. Now, I asked you, Jerry Dyer has a new ad campaign out. And in this ad campaign, he says he's going to end homelessness by navigation centers, big tent centers. If it's good enough for veterans, it's good enough for the homeless. But what he's failing to understand is, number one, the homeless never signed up for service. Most vets did, unless they were drafted. And number two, vets shouldn't even have to go through those navigation centers. I think he's talking about the operations that happened during that Operation Stand Down, where the vets could come in, shower, get haircuts, get, you know, new used clothing, get access to social services, that type of thing. Well, if it wasn't working for vets the way it should, why does he think it's going to work for the homeless, who in most cases probably have more severe issues to deal with? You know, Jerry Dyer is probably the least qualified person to have the top executive job in the city of Fresno than anybody that is on the ballot. And Andrew Jens is right behind. I don't care how many organizations or how many political parties endorse him. This is still America, and we still have a choice. Still America, still have a choice. Think about it, Fresno. If you're sitting pretty and you have a good job with good benefits, why don't you give a care for the people in Southwest and Southeast Fresno? Think about the people who are being hounded by ICE agents. Think about the people who are being deported. Think about the children in cages in Southwest part of the country. Think about their parents. And think about the children who've died in custody. This is a movement, y'all. This is a conservative movement going in the wrong direction. This is not the America that we learned about in school, land of the free and home of the brave. This is not it. This is not it. This is the bizarro world that we live in. Y'all saw Trump get acquitted. Biggest crook in the country. He got acquitted. So Jerry Dior is in that same mold. So if you think that Trump is okay, that he was innocent, then Jerry Dior is your boy. If you think Trump was guilty and you want to see a change, then you want to think about and cast your ballot for Floyd Harris for mayor.
You have a caller.
Very good. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. I'm just listening.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely have some strong opinions about politicians, and especially
please
here in Fresno.
Please share your opinions. We are all ears.
And if they actually care about poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, you know, claim to have come from poverty, and you know, that to be able to relate is a good thing. We're not saying that you have to come from poverty to care about those
right.
that are impoverished.
Mm.
But it does take some empathy. It does take not feeling like if you give a hand up, that takes away from you.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of want to backtrack to the California Poor People's Campaign and
Ooh.
The statewide hearing that was held here in Fresno. I don't know about anybody else, but I haven't heard any city leader speak about the homeless, speak about decent and humane treatment of the homeless or those in poverty, or about I hadn't heard them speak about that at all before the Poor People's Campaign. And the statewide hearing that was organized by mayoral candidate Floyd D. Harris Jr.
That's
so
important.
So we had about 300 people show up from across California and many who represented here in Fresno. But not one city leader. Not one city
That's
council
true.
Person.
That's
not
true.
One
the chairs were set aside.
Board of supervisors.
Mm-hmm. That's
not
true.
The mayor didn't show up. And
nope.
I'll go as far as say Gavin Newsom didn't show up. He was invited.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
So we had 13 altogether empty chairs. They did not even send a representative.
Nope.
And then it comes around election time, and everybody's gearing up for elections, and all of a sudden, money is pouring into, so-called alleviate the homeless crisis here. And then all of a sudden, all these city leaders that were cricket. All of a sudden, they have this huge heart for the poor.
You make a good, point, sister.
Yes, yes. So, to me, I can't take them serious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people want us to give them a pass. People want us to just say, oh, you know, settle down about that. You know,
right.
Zion, he's a born again Christian. He led the police department. Well, you know what?
Right.
If I was dying, I wouldn't brag about leading the police department here.
Exactly.
Because maybe we didn't catch him, mm-hmm. him and prosecute him for corruptness.
Mm-hmm.
But if story after
the
story, lawsuit after lawsuit,
right.
that can prove
the
that his department was corrupt. And I'm sorry,
exactly.
if your people corrupt, the leader is usually corrupt too.
Well, it's
but he
sort
has
of
these
like
protectors
the,
in Fresno.
What just happened with the impeachment. So Trump gets acquitted, but the evidence that they refuse to make public shows that he's guilty. So it's pretty much the same thing. But, you know, since what I found when you were speaking about the Poor People's Campaign, I just want to interject something because I want to hear the rest of your thoughts. The Poor People's Campaign, which was an MLK, spirited, supported, that was his last big movement before his passing. There are no dots being connected between that and the MLK Unity Committee and all the things that went on for his birthday. I don't understand how you can have one and have a disconnect between this so-called MLK celebration. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there and give people something else to think about. But please, please continue, because this is fascinating to me, what you're saying.
Yes, so not one showed up. It's election time. Now everybody all of a sudden has this big heart for the homeless and the poor here in Fresno, and the conditions here in Fresno that take place in neighborhoods that with so low socioeconomic demographics.
Right, right.
But, maybe
wow.
it's because Valentine's Day is coming up. I don't know. Maybe they developed a heart all of a sudden.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe they
and
have.
It,
but...
I really find it ironic that people will, you know, that know Reverend Harris's track record, that know that he's
that know
been
it.
In the trenches, that knows that before
right.
it became popular, in quote, to embrace and want to, with some kind of decency,
right.
address homelessness and poverty and the systemic roots of poverty. You know,
right.
they want to. They know this, that he's done this before. It was popular. Now all of a sudden, want to say, "Well, what have you done?" But they don't want to turn it around and ask these other candidates,
right.
"What have you
exactly.
done?"
Exactly.
And then they all candidate Floyd Harris will tell them what he's done, can prove. What he's done,
yeah.
can get testimonies of what he's done.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, don't talk about the stuff you did. You need to talk about
right.
what you will do.
So
then, so
that's sort of
you know,
like
we
you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then he says, okay, we roll out the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, roll out his platform. He tackles a platform that no mayoral candidate has ever tackled, which is poverty.
Yes.
And then,
that's true.
And then it said, well, you know, Jan's is going to do that too. You know, so then the ideas and the visions get stolen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and then
Jan's
we get all
campaign
these,
has been doing that, stealing ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I would love to meet his campaign team because I bet I can recognize some faces.
Oh, my goodness.
And I control everything that is going on. They probably have went through mayoral candidate Floyd Harris's website. They probably have went through it with a fine-tooth comb. Oh, yeah, we can use that. Jan, this is how you'll seem stronger. Jan, this is how
right.
maybe how you can convince them. And me
right.
and our own people
our own,
want
well,
to
come on
commit
now.
Black racism.
Yes,
black racism.
Yeah.
They want to commit that and try to assassinate somebody who has dedicated his life to improving
that's
the conditions
true.
Of the most oppressed and suppressed in Fresno.
That's true. That is true.
And then they'll
sit
at the table with them.
This is what I was alluding to at the top of the show. If you are making a comfortable living and you've got great benefits at your job, give a care for somebody else who does not have that. And this is not just about color. This is because everybody who knows Floyd Harris knows that it's not about that. He was over there supporting Dylan Noble's mom and dad, mom, and Dylan Noble was a white teen that got killed by Fresno PD. Now, he was the only community leader that I saw at the time with the Dylan Noble family. So how is that? How is that that our own people, black people, cannot support him? I don't understand it, sis. And I'm thinking everybody south of Shaw who is going to the polls on March 3rd need to vote for Reverend Harris. They need to vote for him because he's already a proven somebody who can deliver. He makes things happen. So.
And it really bothers me that they say things like, you know, just the most asinine excuses ever to vote for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we thought he had a chance of winning, we would vote for him. But because we don't think that he has a chance of winning, we're just going to go for the lesser of two evils. So you're willing
right.
to settle? You're willing to
yeah.
settle with evil. That guy has got to be the weakest. The weakest reasoning for voting for somebody.
Say that. Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, caller. Do you think that the people who are using those excuses are getting some sort of payoff, payday, benefits from voting for somebody else? What do you think they might be getting out of it, not supporting Floyd Harris and supporting somebody like Andrew Janz, the less of two evils?
A job, maybe a job in a higher paying position, some recognition.
I agree with you on that.
One of these awards that you can pay for.
Yep.
That's not really based on your merit or what you've actually done, but it's based on who you rubbed elbows with and how much money you did to how much money you put out.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. That's the Fresno way. And that's the way that a lot of us are trying to change. A lot of us are trying to change that. And I'm really hoping that black people open their third eye and brown people and Hmong people open their third eye and see what has already gone on in Fresno and vote for Floyd Harris. We already seen what the other guys are going to do. That's why we're in the condition we're in now. We need somebody that's going to make a change here.
All I see a lot of these groups doing is sitting down, having banquets and fundraisers.
Stuffing
their face
and
stuffing their pockets.
Yeah,
so there's too much stuffing going on.
You know, it's funny you should say that because I just learned that the awards banquet, I guess, that the African American Museum had wasn't even in Fresno. It was out in Clovis. Could this be true, I said to myself? I guess it is true. Now, I cannot fathom that the museum could not find someplace else, including their own facility, to hold that banquet. That they had to.
You know why? Because it was filled with a bunch of conservatives. It was filled with half the room was racist.
That is
and they,
right.
And they needed to, and Costa, he, why would he come to Southwest Fresno or a little historical African American museum?
Right.
Why, Dyer, you know he running from a lot of people. He running from anybody that'll hold him accountable. He got to be
that
the biggest, strongest coward that I have seen thus far.
Because it's true.
He might train those muscles in for some pillows. Okay? Because that's how soft
he is
when it comes to people, when it comes to addressing his critics and people holding his feet to the fire.
Right.
I will say it again, that when Smith Camp, Dyer, and Jazz met, it was for Jazz to keep his mouth shut about Jerry Dyer. It was for Jazz to give as little competition or challenge as possible so Dyer could get in and he could move up as an attorney. Maybe he would become a judge. But I just know that he has not called Jerry Dyer on the carpet. And they trying to just suppress mayoral candidate Floyd Harris from even entering anything.
They
won't recognize him in the paper. Now, the Fresno Bee, Mr. Weber, the editor of the Fresno Bee, will take documents, mayoral candidate Floyd Harris's biography, will take his vision and his platform and his plan for Fresno, and read over, and he knows that Jazz couldn't touch it unless he had a team of people speaking for him and writing for him. You know that Dyer won't even show his face on it.
Right.
But he's
going
to write that weak article.
I'm so glad you brought this up because I learned today. Yeah, that the Fresno Bee is endorsing Jans, and to that I say I'm not surprised, and I also say, so what? It's up to the people. The people have the power. The people have the power to vote the way that they want to vote, and I am hoping that they will open their third eye, like I've been saying, and vote for Floyd Harris. You don't want to vote for the same old people that's been keeping you down. You want to vote for somebody that's going to bring opportunity to this city for all of us.
For all of us.
For all of us.
North of Shaw, for all of us.
For all of us. That means Southeast, all parts of Fresno need to have equal opportunity and equal access. You know, people don't want to talk about the fact that Southwest Fresno does not have a dry cleaners, does not have a movie theater, does not have most of the amenities that you'll find in other parts of Fresno. And I do remember talking to a previous city council person, and they told me, oh, well, you know, that's because, you know, it used to be a semi-industrial, you know, really? Okay, whatever. Floyd Harris would support small businesses. He would look at bringing new banks and new credit unions to Southwest Fresno because the people that live there have to have banking services too. So I think you're absolutely right. And I think the Fresno Bee should be ashamed.
Yes, he would start with beautification. Okay, it's proven that when somebody is in an area where they can't invest or be a part of or take ownership in a house or be able to purchase a home and everything is just rent, that they don't keep things up as well. If they walk into the community and it's in despair, they don't feel that pride that they would feel to keep up certain things.
Right.
So it needs to start with the beautification of these areas. They've been neglected in so many different ways. And if you follow mayoral candidate Floyd Harris on any kind of issue, you know, the one thing he said is, why does these streets look like this? Why are, what, does this area just even appear
right
to be it neglected, you know?
Right.
So
absolutely.
Everything from, and the people north of Shaw should be ashamed that we have an area that we have let go.
Right, that's
and
true.
And have just popped away.
You make a good point.
You know, they
yes.
might as well be their own city.
Mm-hmm.
Because how can you, that's like neglecting your a part of your home.
That's
when you
true.
Neglect a part of a city.
Right. You sweep
and
all, you sweep
you know,
all the refuge
they don't
in
want
one part.
To.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to people and Floyd Harris's critics, and he has solutions, valid and viable solutions for the
yes.
to leave the city, but they don't want to
yes.
hear that.
Mm-mm.
All they want to hear
no.
is. Okay, well, you know, and they won't hold Dyer or Jeff to the same standards that they are
right.
trying to hold mayoral candidate Floyd Harris to.
Right.
And he's answering. He's putting it out
right.
there boldly.
Well,
but they even when they hear it,
yeah.
they still don't want to embrace it or accept it because they're willing
no,
to go
and
with
they see-
some fuddy-duddy weak people. Or with
right.
somebody that could really be effective in bringing Fresno together.
You're right. They what they're not understanding is people power is about building from the grassroots up and not the top down. And having power from the top down is what has gotten us to this point already. So you make a very good point. When you say that they want to keep the status quo, they want to keep everything the way that it has been, and the rest of us are pushing the other way, saying we need a progressive vision. We need somebody with some fresh new ideas that is going to benefit all of us. So those of you who are listening tonight who believe that you're liberal and progressive, I don't care what color you are, I want you to think about what you want for the future of this city, and then cast your ballot for Floyd Harris for mayor. You make a good argument about why. His work has been documented throughout Fresno for years. And as you say, people will know his track record and still say he's not qualified. I mean, sis, to be the president of the United States, all you need to be is 35 years old and be born in the USA. It doesn't say anything about anything else other than those two things. That's it. And we can talk about how low the bar is now based on who's in the White House right now. You got a crook, a
right.
scoundrel, a rapist. According to some, in the White House, who just was on trial and got acquitted and is bragging about it. Acquittal does not mean you are innocent. And the same goes for Jerry Dyer. He has been investigated repeatedly. He has cost the city of Fresno thousands and thousands of dollars. And he believes he's qualified to be mayor? I think not. And the same goes for Andrew Jans. They're in law enforcement. Both of them.
You know, somebody was like, okay, well, you know, what has he organized? How has mayoral candidate Floyd Harris galvanized the community or unified the community? So I turned the question around.
Mm.
Just name one way. I do that for one. Just name one way that Jerry Dyer or Jen have galvanized or unified the community.
Mm.
Nobody has answered that question.
Mm.
Now, one of his
See.
Supporters, I said, I want your supporters to answer.
Right.
Because I already know that the non-supporters will have a lot to say. So I posed
yeah.
that question to the supporters, and I posed it tonight. Just one
right.
person, if you could call in and tell me how Dyer or Jazz have unified or galvanized
would love to hear that.
If you can tell me one way, I would love to hear it.
I would like to hear that too.
I bet not one supporter will call. I won't even go bad on you. I won't even get on your helmet if you call in and answer that question. I'll just let you talk and say your say and speak your piece.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet we won't have one supporter call in that can give me a valid factual account of how they, either one of them, have galvanized the community to create unity or equity in Fresno, California.
Well,
now, I can send out
articles
after articles about Mayor Floyd Harris and how he's done it, but I'm not going to do that because they're going to say, that was the past. That was the past.
Mm.
But they don't even have a past. Dyer and Jen don't even have a past.
Dyer don't want anybody talking about his past because his past includes a 16-year-old girl. He doesn't want to talk about his past because his past includes a nephew with drug, arrest. He don't want to talk about his past because his past includes a deputy assistant chief who is in federal prison now on drug charges. So, you know, it's true.
Well, police force
that had
a group of KKK members. A dozen officers, KKK members with Fresno PD.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But we let him sit down at the table with all these lawsuits that have been settled because of his his racism within the police department, his racist and sexist remarks in the police. Proven settlement.
Well, I want to find
out.
Not
taken to
the
trial.
I don't know the kind of cases that Andrew Jans prosecutes, but I want to find out how many people of color in Fresno, in the city of Fresno, trust a prosecutor to be their mayor. I just want to know. Whether you're conservative or liberal, I want to know, as a person of color, you trust this man. Why? Because he's a lesser of two evils. You put that very well, sis. I just want to know, because if it were up to me, I would have to think about that. Now, this is the same Andrew Jans that came to a West Fresno Democratic Club meeting and was asked, as a prosecutor, do you think you're going to be able to get, why would people of color vote for you? Why would black people vote for you? The last I heard, you were really gung-ho about the whole law enforcement thing. He says, well, yeah, that's true because, I ran on that when I was running for Congress. Okay, so if you ran on law enforcement when you were running for Congress, what makes you so different now? I don't care what you're putting out. I'm just asking a question. If you ran on that was your claim to frame when you were running for Congress. But you're not pushing that side of yourself now that you're running for mayor. Why should I believe you? I'm just asking.
It's a whole lot of Dyer and Jan supporters that's drinking cyanide laced Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say is Jim Jones. They follow like a
ghost. Say that. Say that, and people need to understand that just because somebody has been endorsed does not mean you have to vote for those people. There's always more than one way to look at something. There always is. And people need to stop being so easily led. Use your own head. People who are easily led wind up with the kind of person we got in the White House right now. And they drank the Kool-Aid, and you see what happened. So I think that it will behoove people in Fresno to vote for the man who has a proven track record of being fair, careful, unifying, and strong. Vote for somebody that's going to do something for you and your children.
Mayor candidate Floyd Harris Jr., he has not received any money for any of the activist work that he's done,
mm-hmm.
any of the organizing that he's done.
True.
He get up and work every day, a job.
Yes.
Entrepreneur, self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
He does not get paid for standing up for the community and standing in for the community.
Nope.
I can say
that
about a lot of these pastors that have sold out to get little perks and to walk around
say
with
that.
Nice suits and stuffing muffins and donuts and everything
say
else
it.
Inside of them.
Say
you
it.
Know,
because people
I'm
don't
just,
want
to get
don't
on
hear it.
You know, they don't want to hear that. You know,
where
to
is,
build up
where
their
is
churches,
the West Coast, though?
To make their churches
right.
good, to bring in their membership so they can,
say
you
it.
Know, give that in their pocket.
Say it.
You know.
Where is the West Fresno Ministerial Alliance in all this? You know, where are they?
Right.
Where are they supporting the needs of the Black community in Southwest Fresno, except for their own congregations? What are they doing? What are they doing? Are they more conservative than liberal? Because I don't see them out in the community. And I'm saying that as somebody who's seen quite a bit. You know, we have these clubs, well, I shouldn't say clubs, organizations like BAPAC, NAACP, WAPA, you know, all these groups that, what are they doing for the marginalized people in Southwest Fresno? I'm just asking these questions. I'm not trying to
not
start
a
fight.
Not a thing. Telling them to come to church and put their money in offering.
Yeah. Hold
come
them banquets and awards ceremony. Yeah.
You know, I don't
want to
seem like I don't believe in the power of prayer, but somebody come to them with a problem. This person needs an advocate. This person needs somebody to speak for.
That's right.
But what they
right.
do, oh, come on, put some offering in, not take an offering
mm-hmm.
for
exactly.
someone. Put some offering in, and we're going to pray for you, you know, if it's if it's a high profile. Because a lot of the
mm-hmm.
stuff that mayoral candidate Floyd Harris has done has not been televised, has not been publicized. You know, he has stood in for people and didn't even have the time to do it and still found the time to do it.
Because he cares.
Unless they can get on TV, you know, they won't say that unless they can be standing behind Dyer or shaking Jim Gordon.
Oh, my gosh.
Or cutting a ribbon with somebody,
then they
won't show up. They're like, that's because, you know, your kid must have done something. Oh, your kid must have, it's that sinning. You know, and the biggest sin is that they're self-righteous.
And wrong-headed.
Obvious,
and wrong-headed because how many
form of leadership is to be self-righteous.
Right. How many people of color have had young people in their families accosted by the police for no other reason than they have Black or brown or Asian or an Asian surname? I mean, come on, y'all. Come on. How many times have we had our young people accosted for nothing?
And the reason I'm speaking on them like this, the reason I'm speaking on them like this is because they're saying, you know, well, what, you know, what will he do? And what is his qualifications? And, you know, but it's like, what have you done?
Exactly.
What are your
qualifications?
How have you supported the community?
Fairness? What about fairness and common sense? What about common decency? What about not accepting bribes? What about that? You know, people think that you have to have some kind of degree. No, you don't. No, you don't. All you have to have is the spirit and the willingness to serve. And these people, especially these ministers and these so-called Christians who say they serve God, no, what they're serving is themselves. If you are taking money to put forth somebody an idea or get a deal made, if you're taking money to do that and push somebody else, that is not being a Christian. I don't care who you are. And I wish somebody would call in and challenge that, because that is not what Jesus was talking about.
With that whole Sladek and his abuse of power and authority like so many others in Fresno, They came. It was quite a few people that came up, and it was some ministers and so forth that came up, and they were sitting there. They really just gave him a pass. I mean, all they did is just spank him a little. You know, they didn't call him out. They sat there and said, you just got to do better. I love you, but you got to do better. What?
That is frightening. Really?
Well, Terry died, he born again. God said, when Jesus told the whore, go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
When they was about to stone her, and so we saying, okay, you died born again Christian, but he still was carrying on with corruptness.
Say that, sis.
When you get born again, that cover all your current ongoing corruption? Your current ongoing evil?
That's in the
your
past.
Your current ongoing
that
hate?
Was, that's right.
Your current
say
ongoing
it.
Racism?
But we're supposed to turn
come
a blind
on,
eye to that. We're supposed to turn a blind eye to that. No, I don't want any payoff for supporting somebody who I know to be corrupt. See, this is the thing that people don't want accountability in Fresno. And this is not just people who are running for office like Dyer and Jazz. This is a lot of people who want to raise their personal profile in Fresno. They want to get their names on awards. They want to be recognized at banquets. Hey, they want to be magical black women that are getting recognized on Facebook. You know, what about the woman warriors that are out there fighting every day for a better Fresno for everybody? People like the ladies in Heat, people like Maria Els, you know, who've been working with young people through Boys and Girls Club and other youth organizations, you know, half her life. What about people like that? These are the kind of people that we need to support, and people like Floyd Harris, who's not looking for a payoff. He's trying to do a pay grade upgrade for the people who live in Fresno. He's trying to eliminate poverty. You know, he's trying to eliminate homelessness. You can't do – now, that is what a Christian will do. A real Christian will do that.
My thing is, how can I take these current mayoral candidates or city politicians – serious about wanting to alleviate homelessness and wanting to do something about these other injustices, environmental, racism, drawing small businesses and supporting the small business owners and not giving these tax breaks to corporate companies. How can I trust that when they will not attack the systemic roots of poverty?
That's
they are
right.
Afraid and not willing and too greedy to attack the systemic roots of poverty.
That's true.
Mayor candidate Floyd D. Harris Jr. is not afraid to attack the systemic roots of poverty. So that puts that rattles a lot of people up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. He's going to take away our comfort if we let him in. Oh, no.
Right.
The press has shut down his voice. Oh, no. Let's try to discredit him. Oh, no. Let's practice black-on-black racism. I'm pointing that. Everybody knows tonight, black-on-black racism, Maria said that. Okay?
Yep.
Maria L. said that. I'm pointing that tonight.
Well,
because that's what's being committed. And it's an atrocity.
Let me give the call-in number just in case somebody wants to respond to that, because this is huge. The call-in number is 1-516-387-1474. Once again, the call-in number is 1-516-387-1474. Now, Sister Maria, this black-on-black racism that you're talking about is something that is much talked about in private but never hardly talked about in public. And this is something that is huge in Fresno, because people have to understand the black population in Fresno right now is only between 3 and 5%. That is a great reduction to what it was, say, 25, 30 years ago, 3 to 5%. So of that 3 to 5%, obviously, there's a big equity gap in there, money-wise gap, poverty gap between the haves and the have-nots in our black community. So you've got the chronic poor on one end, and then you've got the middle class and the upper middle class and wealthy on the other end. So history would have us believe that everybody's pulling and rowing in the same way, but that is not true, is it?
That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
That is not true.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, it saddens me because they don't have no faith. You know, mm-hmm. they don't have faith that if we pull together and if we
yes.
all work in our talents and work in our strengths,
mm-hmm.
that we could make a mark here and make things better. This is not about
yes.
trying to make somebody richer or make somebody mm-hmm. poorer. This is about trying to make things, people, standards of life
yes.
better.
Yes.
Better jobs,
yes.
better paying wages, bringing jobs into the community and not
mm-hmm.
selling them to another side of
right.
town or another city, you know.
Right. Well, there's some
it's
parts
about
of town,
empowerment
and
enabling here.
I think I've heard you say before that we need to have the same amenities in Southwest and Southeast Fresno as they have in Northeast and Northwest Fresno. And I totally agree
yes.
with that. I totally agree with that, that we need to have that balance to make a united Fresno. I agree. But you cannot have that without single-family homes that are affordable. To have that kind of wealth, you know, property wealth that you can pass on to the next generation, you can't have that without having businesses that are thriving and job creation. And that does not seem to be happening in Southwest Fresno. You got people like Granville Homes, Daryl Assemi, sitting on property at Fruit and California right now, and it's been empty for more than 20 years. And why? Why can't something be built there that's going to benefit Southwest Fresno? I'm just asking. There's no reason for that land to stay open and fallow like that. Same way with abandoned homes. You got homeless people sleeping outside in 30-degree weather, and you have places that they could be living. It's crazy. It's astounding that these people are not talking about these things in a realistic manner. And black people who are well-to-do should be ashamed of themselves.
Yes. And then you have a police chief making a acting.
Mm.
We have a police chief making a commercial acting like, you know, all the homeless, oh, you know, they're all on, they're mentally injured, they're on drugs,
mm-hmm.
and a report that comes out that says that 74%
wow.
of people who are homeless are not on drugs.
Exactly. I saw that stat, too. I saw that as well.
So how do you
most
explain that?
Most of it
that?
Is poverty,
you know?
Related. Most of it is poverty related,
yes.
that they could not afford their rent. They could not afford
rents
the rent. Rents
go up, but wages don't go up. Rents go
exactly.
up, but wages don't go up.
Exactly.
That should be a crime. Mm-hmm. It should be against the law mm-hmm. for rents to go up if the wages haven't gone up. It
That's
should be against
right.
the law that they require three times the income to even get in the place.
Mm-hmm.
It should be against
See,
the law
we,
to,
right.
you can't, you, to get together the money to even move you out of a few thousand to $3,000-$4,000.
Right. And how many people can do that? And then and maintain, you know, food, PG&E, things for their children. I mean, it's damn near impossible. And it's definitely hard if you are one income family and you're making $12 an hour. So, you know, people think, oh, well, Fresno's affordable. Fresno is not affordable anymore. Fresno used to be affordable. So we need to take all this into account and think about the people who could benefit most from having a Floyd Harris be the mayor of Fresno, somebody who is going to be looking out for their best interests, somebody who's going to be fighting to make things better. They say a rising tide lifts all boats. So that means that
yes.
the people in Northeast and Northwest Fresno are not going to suffer. They're going to maintain.
They're going to maintain.
They're going to maintain. And what is wrong with that? While somebody else gets lifted out of the muck and mire of
yes.
poverty.
Yes.
We have choices to make. I'm not sure how we're doing on time, sis. I'm not sure what time it is exactly, but...
It's 9:37.
Oh, my goodness.
You
okay,
know, I
want to
say this. The city of Fresno and Dyer and Jens,
mm-hmm.
they better hope that a long shot happens and that Floyd D. Harris Jr. wins mayorship, because if he doesn't, they're going to have the biggest thorn in their side than they ever had in their life. They're going to do like Lee Brandt. They only want to serve
yes.
one time. I'm done. Because we're going to put
okay.
the pressure on. The grassroots community is going to put the pressure on. Progressive, real
mm-hmm.
true, progressive is going to put the pressure on. Those of us who have not sold out and been bought out are going to put the pressure on. And Jens, I don't think he can hold up to the pressure. I really, really don't. And I would love to see his track
yeah.
record on how he sentenced and prosecute people of color compared to people that are not of color. I would love to see
Ooh.
That.
That, now that is a conversation for another day. And Jens, if you're listening, Dar, if you're listening, I think you need to have that debate with Floyd Harris and talk about these things that are important to many of us in the greater Fresno area. So I want to say thank you all for who listened tonight. I want to thank the Sister Maria Ells for calling in and being a co-host with me tonight. I hope Floyd Harris feels better and gets well soon. And I want to say to all of you who are listening from my neighborhood, stay black till we get back. That's all. We're out.